This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House now says President Trump will visit El Paso, Texas tomorrow in the wake of a mass shooting there on Saturday that left 22 people dead, followed by one in Dayton hours later. Meanwhile, South Bend, Indiana mayor and 2020 presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg says he's sick of nothing being done to curb gun violence in America. He says America has become too accepting of the unacceptable.
We do it on healthcare, simply accepting that we're the only country in the developed world where we don't have universal healthcare. We accept it on infrastructure, and we accept it on guns.
He was speaking on MSNBC yesterday, the worst day on Wall Street this year because of the trade war with China, and now China's announced it has stopped buying all U.S. farm products because of the president's latest tariffs threat. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A gun show that was scheduled for this weekend in Dayton, Ohio, has been scrapped after the mass shooting that left 9 people dead on Sunday there. The Virginia-based promoter of the show announcing the cancellation, saying that the community needs more time to heal and come together after that tragedy. An event page dedicated to a originally tongue-in-cheek raid on Area 51 has been taken down now by Facebook. More than 2 million people had signed up for the event that was planned for September 20th at that military installation in Nevada. Matthew Roberts, the event's original creator, says the page was removed because it violated community standards, but he received no further explanation from Facebook. There's a new genetic study underway using information from over 165,000 U.S. veterans to try to learn why post-traumatic stress disorder affects some but not other vets. It's an urgent question as suicide rates are higher among vets suffering from PTSD. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A South American country issuing a travel warning after a pair of mass shootings in the U.S. over the weekend, as Uruguay's foreign ministry has advised avoiding the American cities such as Detroit, Baltimore, and Albuquerque, among others, which it cited as being among the 20 most dangerous cities in the world. Travelers are being told to take precautions in the face of indiscriminate violence and hate crimes. The advisory coming coincidentally in response to the U.S. State Department having issued a travel advisory for Uruguay on Friday. Federal prosecutors crediting a Texas grandmother with possibly averting a mass shooting by turning in her grandson last month. Officials found an AK-47 and 17 loaded magazines in the hotel room of 19-year-old William Patrick Williams. He had told his grandmother he planned to shoot up a hotel and then kill himself. The grandmother convinced him to check into a hospital for treatment, and Williams was arrested last Thursday. He made his first court appearance on Friday. And a man is in critical condition after a 100-person fight after a funeral in Maryland. The incident happening yesterday in Suitland, not far from Washington, D.C., after a funeral for Eric Byrd, who'd been shot to death in D.C. Police say while officers were on scene dealing with the fight, they heard multiple gunshots. Officers responded and found a male victim in a car. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. New York Times bestselling author Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. Of course, Bob Mueller says, it wasn't a witch hunt is what he told Congress, but I know many people would beg to differ, including Dr. Corsi and Donald Trump, amongst others. His book, Silent No More, tells you more about his refusal to be silent and why the facts need to come out. Well, Jerome, I got to believe after 6 hours of testimony by Bob Mueller, a lot has been revealed, and you got to feel some sense, some additional sense, I should say, of vindication.
Well, Bill, I do, and I mean, also, my conclusion was that, first of all, if Mueller really was this incompetent and losing his memory and looking senile, that he was on charge of the investigation. Some of this was an act that he was trying to, you know, look at his book, which page, make it take longer, they get asked fewer questions. And I think Mueller now realizes he's got some serious problems. Mm-hmm. I think there was a lot of prosecutorial misconduct. In my case, I think they were trying to suborn perjury by getting me to plead to a crime I didn't commit. I refused.
Right.
And I think Mueller was acting this way so as not to be charged later when I think the full facts come out about how fraudulent this investigation was. I mean, it's impossible to believe that Mueller didn't know what fugitive GPS was.
That was incredible. That was so incredible that he had no idea. How could you not know that?
Unless he was going into Alzheimer's, you had to know Fusion GPS was central to the entire Steele dossier, and this was the whole crux of the Russian collusion argument. And it's apparent that these prosecutors, who were all hate-Trump prosecutors, did no investigation whatsoever as to whether or not this Mueller, you know, was following a Steele dossier, Fusion GPS, which was paid for by Hillary Clinton's opposition research, and the FBI said it couldn't be verified. Mm-hmm. This whole thing was a fraud, the Mueller investigation. And I think Mueller is putting on an active part because he doesn't want to be charged with a crime with having headed this investigation, and it could come to that.
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't he read any of his own testimony?
Again, I think he didn't want to be pinned down on anything. I mean, he even said, it was shocking that he said again that it was because Trump was a sitting president, otherwise they would have indicted him. and he had to, in the afternoon, revise that testimony because the report itself says that the special prosecutor came to no conclusion as to whether Trump had committed obstruction. And what Mueller was testifying under oath to differed materially from what was written in the report. Now, that is a crime. Mueller lied to Congress.
Right.
Now, he amended his testimony. But if he hadn't amended his testimony, he had committed a crime.
Well, supposedly, in direct conversations with Barr and Rosenstein, he said on several occasions, I think it was at least three times is what the AG had reported, because he asked him to that point specifically, was the OLC a matter that you had to consider on whether or not you would recommend prosecution or indictment? And he said no. He says, you sure? I mean, he really questioned him on that issue. And this is why it was so stipulated in that four-page summary that A.G. Barr presented to Congress and to the public, right?
Well, that's correct. And in fact, you know, the report itself makes it clear the special prosecutor came to no conclusion on the evidence that Donald Trump wanted to block, fire this person and fire that person and not testify. Because, in fact, the investigation did proceed to conclusion. The White House did turn over all these pages of information. And one of the things Donald Trump was threatening happened. Now, that the report came to no conclusion is consistent with Barr's conclusion that they were not going to recommend prosecution except for the OLC opinion that Trump was president.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mueller, what he wrote in the report, and Barr, what he wrote in the summary, are consistent. What Mueller testified to has no foundation. That's why it was a lie. Why Mueller had to correct that. And it was a very important point. You know, because, again, that Mueller, where they were reporting this entire second volume, was discussion of potential criminal offenses that were investigated but not indicted. And there's no basis in the law for even discussing those things. Unless, for instance, you adopted the standard Mueller test, which was he couldn't exonerate. This entire Mueller report was fraudulent. And Mueller, appearing before Congress, knew not only was he committing crimes by changing his testimony, lying, but he also had a report that couldn't be defended because it was done under a presumption that exoneration was a standard of U.S. law when it is not. This was one of the most fraudulent and disgraceful law enforcement performances, Mueller's testimony, that I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, how could you possibly do something that you have no premise? I mean, even the Attorney General can't exonerate, as the Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe had eloquently pointed out. I mean, this is a former federal prosecutor himself going, wait a minute, you don't have a predicate. There's no basis whatsoever in your office to exonerate. That's not what you were asked to do. And for him to even say and talk in terms of exoneration, or even Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff to continue on with this narrative, to me, that furthers the lie, does it not?
Yes, it does. And see, it does great damage. Because let's say you've got a person and they're investigated for having committed a murder. And they say, well, you know, we found that they possessed a weapon similar and had a motive, but yet we couldn't pin them with the crime. Well, you're not supposed to say all that, because you just demean the person's reputation when you don't have a probable cause to bring a case. You either bring a case or you shut up as a prosecutor. This report was written politically in order to get Congress to proceed to investigate issues which were not probable cause of crime, but yet might politically be used as a basis for impeachment. That is, again, fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
As a law enforcement officer with the charge that Mueller had, that report should never have been written the way it was written.
Well, this is extremely dangerous. Due process is out the door, but it's been challenged and really gone amok. We got a good taste of it with the Kavanaugh hearings, did we not? And it just continues to go further down the road recklessly to the point that, people are going to get injured here severely. And I would say already the American people have undergone some injury here because a president, duly elected president, has been compromised. We have lost time, lost the people's money in the process, over $30 million at least that the people have paid out of the treasury for Mueller, and let's add another 30 or so million for what the House and the Senate have investigated as well to this cause. So before the dust settles, we'll probably end up with closer to $100 million of the people's money spent on this witch hunt. We've got more from Dr. Corsi after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
And independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Jerome Corsi continues with us. His book, Silent No More, New York Times bestselling author, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. Dr. Corsi, hopefully you're no longer a political prisoner.
No, I'm completely, there's doing no legal action being taken against me whatsoever.
Thank God.
The whole idea that I might be indicted, that's not going to happen.
Mm.
And this against me was completely, again, another travesty of justice, because Mueller wanted me to plead one count to having this quote-unquote lied to them, when in fact I did not, and they allowed me to amend the testimony. It was the subject of that one count.
Yes.
The testimony I had amended, and they wanted me to plead as if I had not amended the testimony, but the first day is to take what I forgot a few emails. That was completely fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
The entire thing was completely fraudulent. I want to point out, Bill, that all this discussion, the things that were not crime, had nothing to do with being a crime. These were all things that were discussed by Mueller in the report, such that there was no basis for having any allegation whatsoever against Donald Trump. Yet he is now they wanted to say that he was an illegitimate president,
mm-hmm.
but in fact there's no basis for that whatsoever, because all these things that are in the report were not probable cause in order to bring an indictment. Yet they're mentioned in the report, even though they were just allegations that did not get proven.
Exactly.
Now, that's completely fraudulent.
Mm-hmm. Well, as one congresswoman stated, that part two of the Mueller report was something that a $50 subscription to cable news would have delivered, that there was nothing new in that second part, but to all the innuendo suggestion, as you said, and I've said often, Dr. Corsi, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, especially in the court of public opinion, and opinions have been running absolutely rampant, and what we have done to people like yourself, to the president and others, George Papadopoulos, I mean, the list, Michael Flynn, it's just a disaster what we've done to our fellow citizens, all in the name of this Russian hoax. And after everything is all said and done, what do we have here?
Nothing. And there's 2 points I want to make quickly here, Bill. One is, this is the new strategy of the hard left Democrats, the socialists that control the Democratic Party. They started in 2000 when they said George Bush was elected and not elected,
mm-hmm.
because of the Florida recount.
Right.
They wanted to make him in. They want to be illegitimate. They want to take his legitimacy away from him for being president. They're doing the same thing to Trump. They're trying to say he didn't legitimately win because he worked with the Russians. Now, the second point is, if you read the indictments for the Russians, which, by the way, the Department of Justice knew would never come back to the United States to stand trial, these are show indictments that make it sound like they've proved there was Russian collusion or the Russians were interfering in our election. But Rosenstein, Deputy Attorney General, in all the indictments, the 2 sets of indictments against Russia, said that no American citizen was involved with Russia, and not a single vote was changed because of the Russian interference.
Exactly.
All this Russian interference nonsense is, again, just hype in order to make it sound like Russia stole the election, when the Department of Justice knows for a fact Russia made no impact whatsoever upon our 2016 election outcome.
Well, and they, during the testimony, they altered the report, and I still am trying to get the substantiation of the report. And originally, it was said they spent, anywhere from $80,000, maybe $100,000. And we know, I'm a marketing person, I know what that can do on Facebook, which is nothing. And then they were talking about that, I think Adam Schiff may have suggested that the investment into Facebook had a consequence in reaching 132 million people.
I don't know where he got that number. I can't get the substantiation on it, but I can tell you $100,000 worth of Facebook ads, you may touch, but you're not going to affect. I mean, that's just ridiculous how that got inflated. But the other thing, going back to your... Oh, go ahead.
It's like saying, you know, because you're on cable news, you're a news program on cable television, you reach X number of million households.
Right, three quarters.
They're not listening to you.
Right.
They have the ability to turn on your channel, but
right.
Very few do. You know, I mean, that's the reality.
Right.
Cable TV, you know, just because you reach those homes doesn't mean that they're listening.
Right.
And the Russians didn't change my vote.
Right.
I doubt if the Russians changed anybody's vote.
Well, going back to what you said earlier about Rod Rosenstein, listen to what President Obama said in 2016. This was before the election, Jerome. He said, no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's election, in part because they're so decentralized and the number of votes involved. There's no evidence that has happened in the past or that there are instances that there will ever happen this time.
Well, Bill, Obama made that statement before the voting in 2016, and they thought Hillary was going to win. So this lie they put out about Russia interfering in our election, the Democrats wanted to take it back because they didn't want to think that Hillary won illegitimately. But clearly, the Russians had to favor Hillary. She, you know, had given them 20% of U.S. uranium and the Uranium One scandal.
Exactly.
She had given them, you know, U.S. military technology under the reset with Russia. She and John Podesta were being paid from Russia for selling that military technology. It's all been documented. And Russia would have been happy to have Hillary Clinton. And Obama made that statement because they put out this Russia lie to explain how their emails were stolen from internal sources, which I believe to be the case. And now, when it turned out that Hillary lost, they revived the law in order to delegitimate Donald Trump's victory. Now, this is, the Democrats are trying to steal elections. Let's say it for what it is. Because the hardcore socialist Democrats do not believe in elections. Even if they can win them, such that they don't have to have any more elections, the Democrats won't have any more elections. There won't be any. Because they don't want to lose. And when they do lose, they try to delegitimate the winner.
Exactly.
And they try to impeach the winner. They try to do anything they can to undermine the winner. These Democrats are not playing by the Constitution. They're playing by the Communist Manifesto.
Well, people do that which they get rewarded for, and America needs to be careful not to reward this kind of behavior because we will only get more of the same. As you said, you know, you look back at what happened with George W. Bush and now with Donald Trump, you know, what happens the next time a Republican president is elected? What's going to happen then?
Well, they'll roll out more Russia. They'll roll out something to delegitimate it. He's a racist. He's this, that.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do anything they can to delegitimate Donald Trump if he wins re-election. And I think the Democrats are going so far to the left, one's more socialist than the other.
Mm-hmm.
They're so over the cliff with the American population that I think they're going to lose. And the fact is they don't have a good candidate right now. And it doesn't look like any is going to emerge. They run Biden. He's going to be old. He's not going to be interesting to the millennials. They don't have a candidate that is really going to be enthusiastically supported by the base of the Democratic Party. And what we have now is a problem where the Democrats want to rewrite the Constitution to the point where they want to erase the Constitution. They want to change it fundamentally, as Obama said, it was
exactly
a fundamental change in America. And Hillary was going to complete that change when they had the inconvenience of losing the election. They went berserk in their attempt that they were going to have this insurance policy to remove Donald Trump by utilizing the justice system and weaponizing and politicizing it. That's been exposed. My next book is going to be coup d'etat. I'm going to call it for what it wants.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start demanding these people be brought to justice as traitors. And Donald Trump is right to call, you know, the Department of Justice, our justice system, our intelligence system, in conjunction with the hard left Democrats and Hillary Clinton, They were trying to steal an election.
Exactly.
They couldn't steal the election. They were trying to steal the presidency.
Dr. Jerome Corsi, Silent No More is the title of his book. Look forward always, Dr. Corsi, to have you on the show to give us an update. Have a great day. Appreciate it. Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you can save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now at 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House now says President Trump will visit El Paso, Texas tomorrow in the wake of a mass shooting there on Saturday that left 22 people dead, followed by one in Dayton hours later. Meanwhile, South Bend, Indiana mayor and 2020 presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg says he's sick of nothing being done to curb gun violence in America. He says America has become too accepting of the unacceptable.
We do it on healthcare, simply accepting that we're the only country in the developed world where we don't have universal healthcare. We accept it on infrastructure, and we accept it on guns.
He was speaking on MSNBC yesterday, the worst day on Wall Street this year because of the trade war with China, and now China's announced it has stopped buying all U.S. farm products because of the president's latest tariffs threat. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
This is your time, your soul.
I guess it was a problem yesterday when the president, gave his speech about unity and racism, and the New York Times picked up on that and honestly represented what the president said. Well, the Democrats didn't like that, and they were all over the Times, and what did they do? They folded up like a $2 lawn chair and acquiesced to the Democratic pressure, which is unbelievable. So no big surprise. We know the left is, you know, with Trump derangement syndrome and all that they continue to put out. I mean, here we are, a country in grief because of, they keep saying two. There were three mass shootings. They keep forgetting about Chicago. There were three mass shootings over the weekend. And we are grieving over that as a country. Now, you would think the media would come alongside and have some compassion, but no, because it's Donald Trump, and everything about Donald Trump has to reflect some sort of white nationalism. I mean, this is getting to be a bit much, I think, for all of us Americans. Jeff Dickens joins us right now. Jeff, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Jeff is the Deputy Research Director at the Media Research Center, and you noted the obvious prejudice and pointed questions that were being asked by Don Lemon during two debate nights, and, you know, this stuff is just way overboard, is it not?
Well, yeah, we looked at the two debate nights for the Democratic presidential candidates hosted by CNN. And over two consecutive nights, as we kind of predicted at Newsbusters, CNN Tonight anchor Don Lemon obsessively asked the Democratic candidates about Donald Trump's quote-unquote racism and his quote racist tweets about Baltimore. And we just thought, like, is this really the role of a debate moderator to you know, aren't you supposed to be somewhat objective or at least be aggressive in terms of pushing the Democrats back? But no, I mean, he wouldn't even have to ask them about Donald Trump and whether or not he's racist, because all the Democrat candidates were ready to go anyway.
Yeah, and look what they did. And Jeff, look what they did, though, with the leading question and the frame already established that the president is racist. Listen to the rhetoric that was spoken from some, you know, presidential candidates. I mean, this is what our country has reduced itself to, brought on by the media. They're all part and parcel. They're co-conspirators in this whole deal. And I guess Don Lemon now has become the sole arbiter of that which is racist.
Right. And so on the second night of the debate, he asked Senator Michael Bennet, why are you the best candidate to heal the racial divide that exists in this country today, which has been stoked by the president's, quote, racist rhetoric? And then I think one of the more obnoxious quotes was when why do you say to those Trump voters who prioritize the economy over the president's bigotry? So he's not just going after the president. He's going after the president's supporters.
Right.
And this is all about their number one goal at CNN and MSNBC and back to NBC, ABC, and CBS is to make sure that President Trump loses in November of 2020.
And let's not even talk about what Google's doing. So, and that's coming out loud and clear with their former employee talking about how, you know, the leadership of Google got up on stage and they were crying over the election of Donald Trump, crying in a negative way, not crying because there was some, you know, special thrill running up their leg like Chris Matthews, right?
Yeah, I can't remember his name right now, but it's revealing, although we kind of expected that there certainly has been bias at the tech companies. And I mean, it really is. If you think about it, there isn't, you know, the liberals, the progressives, they've got the media, they've got Hollywood, they've got the tech companies, they've got academia, college. So they're pretty much everywhere.
Well, here they were so worried about Russia and Russia influence and manipulation into the 2016 election. And you're going to tell me, compared to what Russia did with $100,000 worth of investment, that Google controlling right. all the levers, what is the in-kind effect of, of election campaigning that's going to be done on behalf of the Democrats versus the Republicans?
No, you make a great point. Like, yeah, that's nothing compared. What Russia is nothing compared to what big tech and the media does. I mean, that's, you're right. You're talking about probably over $1 billion worth of free media for the Democrats.
Exactly, and even more so at a ground level, you know, in the social media channels, because you know Facebook's in, Google's in, Twitter's in. I mean, the conservatives are losing their Twitter accounts left and right because you happen to retweet a conservative value. Then, you know, you're kicked to the curb and you're put on timeout for a while until they decide that, we're going to give you one more chance. You know, so it goes. But all this manipulation is happening. See, I've been concerned about this for a long time, and for a number of years. And we've been saying, look at you know, all this Russian stuff is distraction. This is distraction. I mean, even Barack Obama came out and said, as you recall, Jeff, he said, look at it's so decentralized. Our election system is so decentralized that you cannot interfere. You're not going to be able to change one vote. It was said many times during the process. Not one vote was changed. And then you have Mueller, you know, coming on. and saying that, in fact, the Russians were pro-Trump and they wanted Trump to win. Well, there isn't a lot of reason to support that conclusion, in my opinion, because Vladimir Putin and the Russians were having their way with Barack Obama and especially Hillary Clinton. I mean, here it was. They right. bought up her husband, you know, for speeches. She was doing pay for play in the background. Eventually, somebody's going to have enough courage to finally, you know, bring it out to the light so it's inarguable. I mean, at this point, any conservative or anybody that isn't in the tank can talk about drinking Kool-Aid. And they don't even know what the taste is, Spartacus. Boy, let me tell you, it is the Democrats when it comes to Hillary Clinton. They've got their head buried in the sand. They're protecting the deep state and all this stuff. But eventually, it's going to come out. And when it does, I mean, if you think heads exploded on the night of 2016 on election night, get ready. What's about to happen if the truth finally comes out about all the covering, the deep state, what they've done, because what they have teased and ridiculed Donald Trump about, how many times has he been right about the things he's pointed out, including Baltimore currently?
Yeah, and then you look at you make a great point. Fusion DPS, the Steele dossier that they paid for, and part of the reason why I think, you know, liberals out in the country and liberals certainly in the media so wanted to cling to this Russia hoax was that they could not believe that Donald Trump could actually win and actually get voters to support Lane. How did Hillary lose? Oh, there must have been interference from Russia, because right. that's just the way they think.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's the only way they can think, because they have to say they just cannot believe. They think it's so incredulous that someone like Donald Trump could get 63 million votes and be elected president. And look what he's done for our country. I mean, say what you want to say about, you know, his character or whatever, but the bottom line is his bottom line, what he's done to deregulate, what he's done for jobs, what he's done for the economy. And if we had any bit of cooperation, you know, from the Democrats right now, I believe we wouldn't be dealing with this China trade problem that we're dealing with right now. China's waiting it out. They're saying, hey, look at the way they're beating up Trump and everything. We've got a good chance of dealing with Democrats again. It'll be under new management, and hey, we've always done better with them, so we'll get them to roll over and play dead like we've got them to do in the past. And all this currency manipulation, the stealing of intellectual property, the forced technology transfers, hey, we'll be back back in Fat City, thank you very much, the Democrats, right?
Right, yeah, and the media.
And the media, of course. Yeah, but they're all complicit. We just can't forget one. But I love it that Don Lemon has been the self-appointed arbiter of racism now. So, anyway, I think the way they want to look and the way they want to teach us is that everything's racist, so it doesn't matter. Maybe even our conversation, Jeff, right now is somehow racist.
Right.
Go figure, right? He is the Deputy Research Director at the Media Research Center. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed.
field. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you one thing for sure we cannot let go of is critical thinking, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of stuff is being put out there, and we just kind of blindly take it, and we give it credence because it happens to be on the front page of the mainstream media. Look what happened to the New York Times, how they got worked. Can you imagine? I mean, they wimped out. When I first read the headline the first time, I said, from the New York Times? Wow. Maybe they're kind of starting to get a grip here and, objectively, reporting for a change. But that didn't last long because, Gillibrand and Cory Booker, the Democrats up in arms, you got it wrong. That's not what he said. Well, of course it's what he said. But they couldn't handle it, and they folded and wimped out and yielded to Democratic pressure and had to rework the headline. I mean, if that isn't as telling as it can be, I don't know what else you need to see. But this is why we need to maintain some critical thinking discipline here, because the era of fake news is all around us, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot take things for granted, especially as we had our conversation a moment ago with Jeff Dickens and Don Lemon. I mean, he is the self-appointed arbiter of racism now. And so we'll look to Don Lemon and wonder if, we are being racist now, on top of everything else. And I don't know if you saw those videos. Let me bring Samantha Mao on here right now. She is the good news girl. I'm getting into some of the stuff that we normally talk about. But we have Sam here to give us an island of respite and get us away from, some of this negative stuff out there. So let's talk about these viral videos. Hey, Sam. How we doing?
I'm okay. How are you doing this morning, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Oh, I love this first story. This kid, who, I guess his mom, she's in the t-shirt business, right? She does, sells t-shirts and puts slogans and all that, right?
Yes, that's right. Nikki Rajan, she's down in Georgia. She owns a personalization business, so she can make different t-shirts of any sort that people could want. So she asked her son, Blake, who's 6 years old, and he's about to go back to school, what he would like to have for his, a personalized t-shirt for his first day of school. And he said, I'd like to have a shirt that said, I will be your friend.
I love that.
Reason he did that, oh, I do too. It was so perfect.
Wow.
And he thought, if there's somebody that has people that are being mean to them or somebody who's new and doesn't have any friends, they'll know they have a friend in me. And I love the sentiment.
Well, this thing has gone viral. I get, from what I understand, the mom has printed, sold thousands of shirts now. Kids across the country are joining in with I will be your friend. Wow.
That's right. She's been inundated. She's still trying to work on a website so she could take orders more easily, but right now people are contacting her through Facebook.
Wow.
So many people want to have this t-shirt. I think that it's just a great movement to get behind. And, they're even donating a portion of the proceeds to a local charity, towards their church. And it's amazing how a little kid's heart can just kind of change the world and how people see it, especially even if it's just for a moment.
Yeah, and here you got a little kid with a million-dollar idea, and not to mention, at a time when our country needs to embrace more things like I will be your friend than I will be your racist, just saying. So that's excellent. Another T-shirt that's taken off, and we've been talking about it, Rush Limbaugh. His Betsy Ross t-shirt, it is sold out.
Yes.
I mean, he has contributed, I think he's contributed something in excess of $3 million now to Towers to Tunnel, which is the 9/11, group that has come together and is helping, people who lose family members. And the donation is just unbelievable. But it was in Rush's case, it was his wife. It was kind of her idea. I guess maybe both of them working together. And the shirt is just, it's sold out. And disgustingly, this is what drives me nuts, and I'm sure the opportunity in a wrong way will happen in the same case here, because when things are hot like this and they get people's attention, you get all these other, rip-off artists that will come in and try to steal some of the thunder and that sort of thing. So get ready. I'm sure there'll be some different, aspects. But I would say that if you're going to order Rush's shirt, it's the Betsy Ross flag. And if you're going to do that, go to his website. They're the sole seller of that. I think there's, he mentioned that there was, hundreds, if not thousands, of other rip-off people coming in, and they're, of course, selling it for cheaper, in order to, give a good-sized donation to Towers of Tunnel. It's $27, $28 bucks or something for the T-shirt, and then others are trying to sell it for $17, $15, or whatever. That's not the official T-shirt. So I want to make sure whether it's through Rush's, store at Rush Limbaugh, or if it's, something like this where this gal in Atlanta is doing this, or Georgia, that, you utilize the right outlet to make sure the right person who came up with the idea, that they get the credit, why not, right?
Oh, yeah, well, you want to make sure the money is going towards that cause. That was a lot, it wasn't just that it was an amazing T-shirt. I mean, it's a great-looking T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome to see, the Betty Ross flag on there, but...
Right.
I think what's made it so popular is it going towards such a noble cause. And if you're buying it from somewhere else, it's just going towards, it's just important to remember that if you buy a knockoff, it's not going to contribute to the same cause. And
exactly.
That's a lot of the reason people are getting behind it.
Right. Yeah, it's all part of the illusion, the no card up the sleeve kind of thing. This next story, a New Jersey man nearly lost his home. Neighbors raised more than $50,000 so he could keep it. Tell us about this.
That's right. So Lamar Harris is living in the same, it's a tight-knit New Jersey neighborhood. He's lived there for the past 38 years. And he's had some developmental disabilities with writing and reading. And, so... he's become a really important part of the neighborhood. He goes around, he'll take out the trash, and he'll help people with different things. He'll go with them to haircuts. He'll bring them their mail. And, you know, he's just become a part of the neighborhood's family. They call him the mayor of Cherry Hill.
Oh, wow.
When his dad passed away 5 years ago, he's staying in the home that he grew up in. And there was taxes that unfortunately did not get paid. And there was $50,000 worth of taxes and penalties that had incurred, the property taxes. And he got a notice that his house was going to be foreclosed on. Well, when his neighbors found out, they said, this is not, you know, this is family. We cannot let this happen. He's such an essential part of this neighborhood. We want him to stay where he is. We know how much that house means to him. So they decided to start raising the money. And they thought at first there's no way they were going to raise enough money to save his home. And it turns out it wasn't just the neighbors. When they posted the story and shared it with others, there were strangers around the country that contributed. Wow. And made it so he was able to stay in his home. And now he's going to have people to kind of help him. Politicians in the township are trying to figure out a way to make sure this doesn't happen again. And, you know, they're going to help organize this money. And it's so great to see. He brings the community together, and then it helps them, and then it ends up helping him in return. I think that his love and affection has already brought all these people together, and it's great to see people rally around someone like this.
Yeah,
and appreciate.
In so many ways, you get what you give. Really do. And I know for some people say, well, I've been giving, but I haven't been getting. Well, you know, it's always interesting. You know, sometimes you do what's in you. And what this New Jersey man, I mean, he's wired this way. And, you know, he could have lost the home, and he'd have found another community, and he would do the same thing. You know, just under a different model. But in this particular case, his neighbor said, no, you're not getting out of the neighborhood. You know, you're here. You know, so he's part of the asset of the neighbors there. So that's a great deal. This next story is about a six-year-old. He's having, was it a birthday party he was having? And nobody showed up. Friends, he didn't have any friends to show up. But this high school football player says, I'm there. And he shows up, right?
So, that's right. So Gavin Carter, his mom has set up everything for her son's sixth birthday. And you can imagine, 6 years old is, especially when your memories start to form. And 20 families had RSVP'd for the event. And it was going to be really special because his parents were in the Air Force and they were about to leave Navarre. This is down in Florida. Mm-hmm. And one family showed up. And when nobody showed up, you know, except for this one family, his dad, Gavin's dad, decided to go on Facebook and just make a post, you know, saying that he was disappointed. And it's a great thing that he did, because very shortly, within just a few minutes, David Higginbottom, whose 16-year-old son Dawson was a junior at the local high school football team, his son decided to go to this event. And then Dawson decided, I'm going to get all the football players that I can to go to Gavin's birthday party, too. So this high school football team ends up showing up and making it quite a memory. You know, it turned it from something that could have been very sad and a difficult way to, you know, start off your childhood.
Absolutely.
To think that it wasn't just that people didn't come. It was that you thought they were and you had everything prepared, and just the feelings that Gavin must have had to start off with. So it's so great to see
what does it say about the character of these high school kids? Wow.
That's right.
That really encourages us all. This last story I want to get to here is it's El Paso related, and we've heard about this Army soldier's first response and what he did to save the kids. We've got about 40 seconds left, Sam. Go ahead.
That's right. So Glendon Oakley Jr., he's just in the Army. He was near the Walmart in El Paso, and fortunately, he had his 9mm that he keeps on him under the Texas law. And whenever he found out what was happening, and he is in a local store near the Walmart, he went and he found a group of kids that were hiding in the open play area. He was screaming for their kids, and there was about 12 kids that he got out. And, you know, if you could just see an interview with him, this young guy, he's just like, the Army, this is what we were trained to do. I know that's not what everybody would do, but I want to keep the focus on these families that have lost loved ones. And
well, what a great story. You know, Sam, the good news
you
girl.
Time,
thank
Sheriff.
You, Sam.
Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100, or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Maybe not.